and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too.
Sean, hello.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Very good. I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And you?
I'm well. I need to start by clearing up something on Grace's orders.
Okay, yes.
After we came out of Christmas, I think episode one of series two, yeah. I said that Mildred didn't get any presents.
You did? And I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, because that wasn't true. That's why.
Had you just forgotten?
Yes.
You weren't lying, were you?
No, I wasn't lying. I'd forgotten. I was probably thinking about what I was going to get. Mildred got loads of presents. Grace has posted, actually. Fake news.
Uh-huh.
Sean is saying Mildred didn't get any presents on Christmas Day. This is fake news. This was her pile. There's actually four presents there. The red one was from us, and obviously by us, that's Grace.
Yeah.
She got presents from the upstairs neighbours.
Oh.
She got presents from a friend around the corner, and she got presents from Grace's parents. So she got more presents than us.
Yeah, than you did. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just to click that.
But what was the matter on Christmas Day? Were you just not concentrating?
I just don't really. My brain, it's quite worrying at 38, but my brain doesn't really have the record button.
No. Okay.
It's mainly, I just look.
Okay.
I just don't store any of it. I'm just looking.
So there's no point in asking, what did Mildred get for Christmas?
Ah, well, I remember one of the gifts, and she actually does love it. That's why I'm surprised I didn't remember this, because she loves this gift, and it's just a teddy. I should have brought it in. It's like a cushion. Sorry, Jack.
That's
I'm so
okay.
Sorry. It's a cushion burger.
Okay. Looks like a burger.
But it's a cushion.
Okay. And has she fallen for it? Or does she like just sit on it, or has she ripped it apart yet?
She likes going at it.
Okay.
Ripping, chewing at it and whatnot. Do you know what? There was this week, and the problem has been fixed, but I hadn't slept too well this week because Mildred was waking up in very bizarre times in the early hours of the morning, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., waking me up as if there was kind of something wrong.
Mm. Like,
and what she does, I now know if she really does need the toilet compared to wanting to just go out and bark at whatever it is in the air.
Yes.
Do you want to use the toilet? She'll go to the front door and she'll knock on the front door.
Knock or scratch? Knock or scratch. Let's get that right first.
Well, no, kind of not like knock.
Oh, with her head. With her head. Is that what she does?
Yeah, okay. Knock.
That's a very...
That's the case.
All right, I accept. Although we now know that you're a liar anyway, but we'll carry on.
I'm not saying she rings the bell, am I?
No.
I'm not saying she gets out the keys and she just knocks that right. So anyway, so that means she really does need the toilet. Mm. So she's been up, she's been walking around the flat in the early hours of the morning. It was making me anxious. And I opened up the back door and she came out and she did these ginormous poos, number twos.
Mm.
Huge mountains
right.
of stuff.
Yeah.
So turned out... Yeah. It was because Grace had changed her food that something was happening, that she was waking up in the night.
Right.
She didn't like the food. And then we've gone back to her old food.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely fine. And she slept like a rock last night.
Why did it come out as in such...
Grace tried for whatever reason to get her... And I know, now that I'm saying Grace tried and Grace said, I know this is all going to come back and next week I'll have to say...
You'll be
Grace didn't say
retracting
that.
Retracting all
she
of
said
it,
something
I know.
Else.
Yeah.
But that she tried giving her biscuits, and Mildred didn't like the biscuits, so that would leave the biscuits until she was starving, couldn't resist it anymore, and would eat the biscuits very late at night, meaning that she would need a dump in the early hours of the morning.
It was
bang, we got it. Yeah, sussed. Okay. Case sussed.
Okay. So it was a routine thing that was upset. Yeah.
Yeah, the routine was upset. Yeah. Precisely that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not sleeping very well, better hear from Sarah about Juniper's exploits. Yes. How's it going, Sarah? What's going on with Juniper?
Hello. Well, yesterday it was snowing a little bit and she started looking out the window and I thought, maybe it's the snow. But then she started sort of whining with it. Mm. And this was just before it got dark. And you know it gets dark around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Mm. So from that point, she was just looking out the back and whining and totally freaking me out. It was so bizarre. It was like somebody was out there hiding. Yeah. And at first I thought nothing of it, but then as it kept going, and then my daughter was saying, "Mummy, is somebody out there? Because Juniper's looking."
Oh, that's scary.
It got really freaky. So I said, "Look, I'll go to the bottom of the garden and I'll go and have a look." And the kids went, "Oh, we want to come." And I was thinking, oh, God. So I picked up a yak chew. I honestly don't know what I thought I was going to do with this yak chew. Give them a light graze.
This bit of the story I didn't understand when you told us on WhatsApp.
What's a yak chew?
I'm going to have to pick one up. She's sleeping on me right
now. It's a thing about
the
size of a comb, isn't it? The dog
toy.
Hang on. Let me grab it.
This is Sarah's idea. Yeah.
It's like a harmonica.
Oh, that would send anyone away.
I mean, pathetic, really.
That's terrifying.
Just a dog, like just a dog chew.
I didn't know what to do though, Sean, because I was thinking, is there something?
I know, I'll feed him.
He might be teething.
Yeah.
So this might help. But I honestly thought, what is going on? Because she's never done that before. And, you know, I've watched too many things where the dog can see a spirit or there is somebody lurking and the dog knows first.
Right.
You know, and so that was freaking me out even more. Do you think that dogs can see things that, you know, before us? And was I correct to be a bit worried?
More likely to smell or sense it, but no.
There was nobody there.
I reckon it was the snow. Do you think it was the snow?
Yeah, I hope it was.
She just thought, that's not usually there. What's
that's
going on?
That's odd.
It's probably that.
It was a very light flurry, though. Yeah. It was kind of like, don't overreact, Juniper. There's nothing to worry about there. But it's just the fact it went on, and it went on all evening. And even last thing at night when I took her out for her final wee, she wouldn't go to the toilet. She was just darting around and really acting quite strangely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very helpful because I was on my own with the kids. And I just was like,
it's a strange
what's going to happen?
Yeah. You need a torch at least and a gun.
The light does come on out the back. When you open the back door, the light comes on.
The security light. Mm.
Yeah. But I don't think there was anything to worry about. But now I'm concerned that she's going to start doing this thing where she's looking and there's nothing going on, but I have to go and investigate.
Have I told you about the time I went garden skipping and set off the security light? This is when I was a teenager.
Okay.
Not recently, no.
Yeah.
Have I told you this?
No.
You haven't, no.
When I was at secondary school, me and my friends, we used to love garden skipping. So what this, you know, I'm not encouraging anyone. If there's any young people listening, do not do this. And indeed, any adults, don't get any wrong ideas. Yeah. But what you would do is you would get into someone's back garden at the beginning of a road.
Yeah.
And then you would garden skip. The aim of the game was to get to the end of the street via people's back gardens, garden skipping.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm. So this is the kind of thing I did.
We know it as breaking and entering.
I know. I was... Now that I'm an adult, I dread God. I'd be absolutely terrified to see a teenager on my back garden. Oh, my God.
But go on.
I mean, there was karma. There are so many things that have gone wrong doing that. I once looked over a fence and saw this black, shiny marble surface. It was very pretty. Like, jumping over the fence, look at that black, shiny marble surface. Like, but, you know, that looks quite hard.
Mm.
Obviously, it was a pond. I jumped straight into a pond. Yeah. But why you reminded me, Sarah, is because on one of these garden skipping escapades, we were climbing over the fence, and then we set off a security light. It was me and my friend Jason, and we jumped into the garden. We set off a security light. So someone looked out and opened the back door and let their dog out. to get us.
Right, yeah.
So the dog, and it was quite a long garden, so this dog was running to get us. And at the time, I had, you know, very retro, I had a Nokia 3310. Do you remember the little Nokia?
Mm-hmm.
The green screen that you could play Snake on.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a true story, right? When the dog was running to get us and we had to jump onto the fence to get over, someone called me and I had the theme tune to Mission Impossible. It was one of the most exciting, one of the most exciting times of my life. A dog chasing me whilst garden skipping to din, 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 din. But again, do not recommend. Please do not garden skip. I also once got caught and a man gave me a black eye, which was probably deserved.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Don't do that, no.
Wow.
That's
Chase me down the road. He thought I was trying to go into his shed to get the bicycles. And I turned around and I went, no, I was just garden skipping. Bang, and I woke up facing the sky.
So now we know. It's all. I wasn't expecting to hear that about your past. I want to hear more of more from Sean and his delinquent times.
I don't think people realise what a miracle it is that I'm in the world of entertainment and not in prison.
Yeah, that's an interesting use of the word miracle. But anyway. We've got a message has come in from Vic and Nat. And the subject, I think, is pedigree names. Vic and Nat say, hello. We've just discovered your podcast and are thoroughly enjoying it. Binge listening back episodes is currently making the working day go by a treat. Anyway,
lovely.
Apologies if you've already covered this, but many people I know who don't have pedigree dogs have given their dogs excellent pedigree names. Our dog, brackets, scrappy generic terrier of dubious background, Oscar, that's the name of the dog. Oscar's full name was Emperor Dogtavius Oscar Caboubier Le Doudog de Crouch End. Maybe you or your listeners can beat that. Keep up the good work, Vic and Nat. Thank you very much. That's a brilliant name, isn't it?
Yes.
Emperor Dogtavius Oscar Caboubier Le Doudog de Crouch End.
Yes, try and beat that.
Yeah, start listeners. Making up pedigree dogs for your hybrid species. Thank you, Vic and Nat, for that. Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We need to get our wonderful guest on, don't we?
Yes, we absolutely do. We've got Rowetta and Jay. Rowetta Satchel is a singer, songwriter, best known for her powerful vocals with the Happy Mondays. She began touring with them in 1990 and continues to sell out shows with them today. She played herself in the film 24 Hour Party People, and she's a prolific vocalist who's worked with everyone from Gorillaz and Swedish House Mafia to Nile Rodgers and most recently Shed 7. But we don't want to hear about all of Rowetta's amazing achievements. We want to get to know her through her dog. Hello!
Say hi, Jay.
Hello. Hey, Jay. You brought Che on with you. This is fantastic.
So sweet.
Roger the car saying, hello.
Rowetta, is that Che's voice? Is that the voice you use to channel Che?
Yes. Yes, she does. No, I talk to him like I don't talk like baby. I don't like say choo-choo. I talk properly to him, but like a baby.
But he talks back, does he? He talks back in that voice.
No, he doesn't. But Floyd, who isn't with us anymore, he used to.
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
Can't prove it because he never did it for video.
No.
He would only do it if I was recording with my voice recorder, but never on video.
Of course.
Anyway, it's lovely to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you.
Yes, it's lovely to have you here.
I find my hairbrush, so I look like a dog, unfortunately. Well,
it is that thing where owners start to look like their dogs, you know, in the nicest possible way, because people are only listening to this. Che is a Papillon. And a very, very beautiful dog's Papillon's arm. They have these beautiful, so named because of their ears, isn't it? They look like butterflies. This huge, great.
And also angels, I think.
Yeah. Do you think so? Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Really nice. Yeah.
So who is Che? To introduce Che, we need to get to know Che.
Well, during the lockdown, my dogs passed away. I had a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel called Floyd and had a little Papillon called Trixie. And one died of a heart's complaint. and the other one had cancer. And I just thought I wouldn't be able to live without my dogs. I thought I need to buy another dog. I'm ambassador of Manchester Dogs Home, but during lockdown it was impossible to get a dog that I would fall in love with and find one, and it was Shorts. So I found the breeder of Papillons, and I said, £1,800 for a dog? When did they go up? I've not lost bought dogs for about 14 years.
Oh, my Lord.
And I thought, Nikki, during lockdown, come on, give us a dog. I'll be the best dog owner. But I just fell in love with a little video of this dog, and I just knew it just made me happy and helped me through this. I was grieving so badly. Floyd used to kiss my eyes awake in the morning, and that was the thing. I thought, how am I going to live without this dog kissing my eyes awake in the morning? First day I brought Che home, he kissed my eyes away.
Everyone. That's going to make me well up. That's...
Even if I wake up first and I'm reading, he will lick my glasses off.
Oh,
and lick
my eyes. So sweet. Oh, no.
I know. That's like an angel.
Oh, I love that.
And that saved me, really.
Yeah. It's great to hear it. And to check, do you know much about Che's background before you first met Che?
Oh, yeah. Well, the woman let me know that his granddad was a Crufts best of blah de blah of his group. And I didn't care. I just fell in love with his dog. But she wanted me to know his breeding was amazing. I don't want to breed him. I just want him to love me. And I want to love him. She gave me so many papers. Yeah, he's the best of whatever he was. Yeah, his dad was some kind of winner in Crufts, but I really don't care. But you can tell he was. Look at him.
He's absolutely beautiful. Really sweet. He is. I've known a couple of Papillons, and I think they're adorable dogs. Lovely nature, aren't they?
So
they're such
sweet.
Good companion dogs. Yeah.
Jack, this is the best you've seen, though.
Yeah, totally.
Probably one of the most beautiful ones.
I can genuinely say that. I know what you're saying.
I'm joking. I don't know what that dog is. You know those white ones that they're not the prettiest dogs?
Oh,
yes,
I know, yeah. So a bull terrier's probably.
But people look at them like they're gorgeous. And they look at them, they kiss them, and you think, really? But they love them because of their dogs.
Yes. Of course.
Roberta, did you grow up with dogs? Have you always had them in your life?
I've always tried.
Yeah.
When I was younger, it was like, as soon as you can look after it, then you can have one, my mum would say. So I said, I promise you, mum.
So you always wanted one, actually. So it was actually you that was fighting, right, to get a dog, right?
Not a cat, not a gerbil, not a hamster, always a dog.
Yeah.
I love dogs. So she said we could get one. And then we went to the kennels, Mayfield Kennels, to get a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, which I've always loved. But it grew. And it was definitely a Springer or a Cocker. It was massive. Right. And it was really rowdy. It wrecked the house every time we went out. So my mum got rid of this dog. So then I asked for a Samoyed because I fell in love with those. And we got this puppy Samoyed. But obviously they grow too big and I couldn't walk it. It dragged me to school. It was just massive. So we didn't really, until I grew up myself, we didn't really have a dog. But my son, for all of his life, he's now 40 almost. He always wanted a dog. And I said the same to him, not unless you can look after the dog yourself. Yeah. And he said, Mum, I promise I will. I think he was 17 before I got him one because I was away a lot singing and I don't think it's right to get a dog unless you can be there a lot.
We had Louisa Omelon on last week and she she's a fantastic comedian, but she takes her dog on tour. She takes her dog all around the world.
I would
obviously not everyone can do that.
Well, we're not allowed because I'm on the bus with the Happy Mondays. But Bez, you see, now he's got two Dachshunds and he does take them a lot, or his wife looks after them because it's just me and Che. I don't know. I don't think he'd enjoy it on the tour.
You've got to be careful taking a dog on a bus with the Happy Mondays, I think.
Well, no, it's back in the day. They've all come down. They're all boring
now. Of course.
So probably babysit the dog now. No, but now people look after it. And my mum, she's got dementia, but it really helps her looking after Che.
Oh, wow.
As long as she's not having a bad week. He really does help her with dementia because it gives her something to do. And he seems to be not psychic, but he senses when she needs anything and when she needs him. And it's really been beautiful through this dementia because, I mean, I'm struggling with having dementia, but I never realised how much a dog can help.
Wow.
And really does.
Yeah.
I'd recommend to anybody.
That's good to hear.
As long as you've got someone that can jump in at any point. And also it gets her out of the house to walk just round the block. It's just keeping her going. And you need that. For an hour here and there and to walk him. It's really helping us.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
But I've got a great job. We're away at weekends, but quite often during the week I'm there all the time. So it's fun.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of times that you got dogs and then they grew too big. And obviously Che is tiny. Does that mean you have a preference for the smaller dog?
Well, I love Rottweilers and I love Labradors. You know, I love them, but I just probably couldn't cope. And I don't love walking. As all my friends will tell you, I get a taxi to the shop around the corner. So I don't. I only love walking when I've got my little dog with me. Then I say, we're tired, aren't we? We go around Dove's on. But I tell Kay that we're too tired to walk anymore, aren't we? We need to go back to the car, don't we, Charlie? So I love dog walking, but not far.
Yeah.
You know, I drive to the park. And then we do a little walk and then we'll be tired.
That probably suits Che, doesn't it? I imagine he's, as a smallish dog, he doesn't need a lot of exercise.
No. When my son walks in, my son likes to walk loads and Che's panting. He's never walked that far. And he can get these dog taxis. He has to get the dog taxi back because Che can only walk so far. Yeah.
And has your son got his own dog now?
No, he doesn't, because when we lost the first dog, I got him, Bear, he was called. Cavalier, it's just the grief is terrible.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Because we know they're not going to live as long as us. And it's like losing a child. So, he looks after mine and he's brilliant with the dog, but that's enough. And then he can have his own life as well, because I expect you, if you're a family member of mine, you have to really look after your dog.
Yeah.
Be there. You're not going out every weekend like I would when I was a kid. Oh, no. You've got to look after your dog.
We always ask our guests about, talking to your dogs. And do you have a special voice that you would put on when you're talking to Che? Is that a thing that happens?
Probably, but only the way I would have probably spoken to my children.
Really?
Like, do you love me? I love you. Like, my dog Floyd could talk. I want him to talk more like a person than a baby.
Yes.
Right.
Proper words. I don't want them to say, Mummy, can we get the choo-choo?
Yeah.
They've got to say, Mummy, please can we get the train today?
I see.
I don't care if you're a dog or a person. No, I'm not even joking. I do say "love you" instead of "love you" because it's too difficult for them to say
"woof."
Love you, because it's easy for them to
love. Oh, lovely.
Love you. Love you, Mummy.
Oh, that's a good one.
You do say that. I think that's as babyish as I get. I'm not one of those. I do sing to them little like nursery rhymes. I love you, Che Che. I do. That's sort of a baby. I love you, Che Che. I do. I love you, Che Che.
That's like the football chant.
Yeah, I'm a big Football United fan.
Che's a very lucky dog then to have you singing to him, isn't he?
Well, you would think, but he sleeps through it. All my dogs have always slept through my singing. And they sleep at the bottom of my feet. Usually giving me cramp while I'm singing. I'm like, ah! But it's we've got a great setup. I sing, they sleep, and then it's walkies.
Has he ever met Bez's Dachshunds?
I think he's met them once. We actually gave them a present, a little Adidas top, the Adidas tops.
Yeah, yeah.
When Snoop was two, when his youngest one was two, he sang happy birthday to him on FaceTime.
Oh, that's
really cute.
Yeah.
Bez's Dachshunds, though, they kill things because he lives in the countryside. Oh, and they eat their food. Now, my dog's not like this.
No.
Yeah.
So they're not going to spend too long together, just in case, because, just in case they get hungry.
So I take it Che sounds well-behaved.
Yeah, he's an angel, honestly. Yeah, it just acts like my children have always been really well-behaved, to be honest.
Yeah.
And he's just really polite and kind and patient and just gives you love when you want to be loved and gets loads and loads of love back in return. I'm just very, very lucky. He's just been perfect. But I think because I've had him from 8 weeks old, it's like my mum said, you can't believe he seems to understand everything. But he's been only brought up by me, so he probably knows. He just acts the way, just love.
So there's not had to be any kind of formal training involved. It just seems to be kind of intuition with you.
He's never done anything. He's never chewed a shoe.
Oh, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. Mildred, my cockapoo, got my favourite pair of sunglasses.
Oh, no.
And chewed them. They couldn't be fixed.
No, nothing like that. And no, he's never done anything. Only occasionally barks at other dogs when they walk past.
Okay. But that's about
it. And they look like they're coming into our garden, which is fair enough because that's just being a guard dog. And I think he would take on anything if it came near my car.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But he's only this big. But that's about it. Yeah. I'm really lucky.
And what about on the lead? How can Che go off the lead?
He can, but I wouldn't trust.
Not even at the park.
No, because of other dogs.
Yes.
No,
fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It's more because of other dogs. He's not going to leave me, but he might go and have a sniff at another girl. But yes, I could. When he runs out, just when I open the door, he doesn't run away. He just waits. I say, wait, and he does. So that's not a problem. But it's just more. And as well, people snatch dogs, the fear of somebody taking them.
So
things like that, I just wouldn't. I trust him. I don't trust other people and other people's dogs.
That is the thing, yeah. And in the house, though, is he allowed anywhere in the furniture?
He's nowhere. He's not allowed. He can do what he wants. Yeah. He's, in the morning, he climbs on my neck. He doesn't come under the cover, but he always sleeps near the bed or on the bed, use like, and gives me cramp. But he does what he wants. He's just not naughty. And when he goes to my mum's and he has an accident because she hasn't walked him, he only poos it in a bathroom or on a kitchen floor. Not on anything that's really easy to clean. So he shouldn't poo indoors, but she doesn't recognise sometimes that he wants to go out, because he will tell you. But yeah, he only does seems to do it on her line.
So at least there's some thinking behind it, thinking, well, you know, she hasn't let me out, but I will go and use the bathroom anyway. Sounds
very intelligent.
Very intelligent, and very similar to, because I've got a long-haired chihuahua. And in temperament and character, what you're saying is so like Dolly, my dog. So it's lovely to hear, but she's, it's absolutely beautiful,
It's the way we bring them up, though, as well, because chihuahuas can be snappy.
No, she's not. She's not snappy at all.
I've had a long-haired chihuahua called Chica.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah.
Oh. No, it's the way you brought her up, though.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
The way you brought her up.
Yeah, she's just a nice little temperament.
Jack has to carry Dolly round in a rucksack. Yeah. Jack's got one of those rucksacks where he puts Dolly in the back.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, she doesn't like walking very far, so, you know, she can't be bothered with it. And the thing is, she will, as soon as you put her on the ground, she will start walking home. That's the thing. So she doesn't want to be out on a walk, but she will walk home. That's how we get her to do any exercise. Just carry her, put her down, and then she'll walk home.
Well, that's...
Yeah, it's just reasonable.
No, I ended up with my dog. He didn't walk for 2 years, Floyd, so I got a baby buggy for dogs.
Yeah, a doggy buggy.
And people would say, oh, you're spoiling him. Oh, you're this. He had a heart problem. He couldn't walk anymore, but he wasn't in pain. He just couldn't walk anymore. But the things that people would say were disgusting. Don't say it to me. If you have a go at me and my dog, I've got him one because they're not even expensive. I'm not showing off. I've just sat him in it so
just
he can come out
after him
and get some fresh air. He just couldn't
walk. I always find that really, you have to assume there's a good reason behind that, which I think I always would do. You know, anyone sensible would assume there was a good reason for that. I always find it really funny and really cute. It always makes me laugh. I saw one yesterday, a little dog being pushed around in a pram. Looks like he's having a lovely time.
It's just people at the moment, they've got something to say about everything and it's usually negative. It's like, stop it, because there's usually a reason. And he couldn't, as I say, he didn't walk for 2 years, but he had a great, great life. And some people went, oh, if he can't walk, you should put him down. But he wasn't in pain. If he was in pain, then you can consider it. But he wasn't. He had a lovely life. He liked being carried around.
And was this the one that you very sadly lost during lockdown?
Yeah, this was Floyd. He was a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And then shortly after, Trixie died of cancer. And she was the Papillon. And it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I bet.
As well, because we'd always had the two of them. It was really awkward to have just one. And she had cancer and she was just really ill towards the end. But only for probably about a month. But because of lockdown, it concentrated it all. And then they stopped eating a lot of dogs. I'm sure a lot of people who love dogs know. For about the last 3-4 days, they just decide they've had enough and stop eating. It's heartbreaking. But over Christmas, my mum stopped eating with the dementia. She just stopped eating for 4 days. So I thought, oh no, my mum's going. And Che really helped me get my mum back up and running and going again and eating again.
Because he cheered her up a bit and then she's decided to eat again. Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't know, but it just felt, I thought, well, she's not a dog. And trying to get a doctor out over Christmas was hard. But it was like having some kind of, it was a bit of medicine having Che there. Was good for her. Yeah, and it worked. Dogs are amazing, aren't they?
They really are. They kind of communicate on another level, I suppose, is what it is.
It's amazing how I think, you know, we've kind of discovered this talking to people, Rowetta, about their dogs and about their relationships with their dogs, but how the dogs can really be a kind of center point around people's lives to help them through really difficult times. That's something we've really learned in listening to people's stories is that a dog can really help people get through really hard things. It's amazing.
I honestly couldn't have got through the grief of losing the other two without another dog. No person. People were getting on my nerves. A boyfriend would get on my nerves and still do. My dog was happier than any man, I think, could, apart from the obvious, obviously, because he's only a Papillon. Apart from that.
Right.
Anything no, rude, no, just
no, saying. Yeah, absolutely
not.
No,
that's the only thing, because no, a dog makes me happier though. They just do, and it's not because they don't talk. It's just the joy they give you is incomparable to me. Some people get it with cats or other animals, but you know, and I've got friends, but friends quite often can let you down. my dogs don't seem to let me down.
They never would.
Oh, there's a reason why they don't want to go out. It's because it's raining. Like now, I was trying to get to sit on my knee. And I know he's only going to do it for a minute to say hello. And I wouldn't force him to do
that. We're honoured.
They do what they want. And that's how it should be.
He sleeps near or on the bed with you. He's got a bed next to the bed as well, or just goes wherever he fancies when it's bedtime.
Yes, I did try and get him a four-poster, which he did. And then I thought, that is just being arty-farty and stupid. No, I was given it, though, this stupid four-poster bed, but I didn't even advertise it because I thought some people won't be able to afford one of these. And he didn't want to sleep in it. He usually does sleep at the bottom of the bed on my legs. Or wherever he wants, to be honest.
Oh, I love that when your dog leans on you. See, people that don't, dogs won't know this. When your dog leans on you and it's like a little weight on your body, it's so comfortable.
No.
For a while, and then you get cramped and you go, can you just move a little bit? Yeah, he's only little, but he actually can stop you from walking for a while. But as well, he likes to sit on the windowsill in one of my rooms and look out the window. And it just makes me happy.
Of course he does.
It's a great thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
And without it, again, I'd be lost. And I don't like to think about it, but it's like, I wish they could live just longer than us. It's just such a shame they don't outlive us.
Yeah. Then you'd be worried about what will happen if, you know, you're not there. Then I suppose that would be the concern, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The last question we always ask is, do you let Che kiss you on the mouth?
I know people, of course, I wouldn't stop him licking me, kissing me anywhere. No, it sounds rude. No, I mean, I wouldn't let stop him doing anything. The thing he does, though, that a lot of people, my mum doesn't like the thing he does. As I say, he kisses my eyes in the morning. He likes to clean my ears out. And it's like he's doing, I've never needed them to be syringed since I've got him. It's like he goes.
Oh.
And I know.
Dolly does that. That's Dolly. How Jack cleans his ears.
People don't get it, though, but I've never, because I'm a singer, I need my ears to be clear, especially when I've been flying. Yeah. And I come home from flying, they must have a bit of wax in them.
That's exactly what my dog does to me, especially when I'm in away. First thing she does, you get hold of me, come here, I'm going to do your ears for you.
And you don't need to get them syringed anymore, which can be quite dangerous. Bez never wanted a dog, and I was really surprised when all of a sudden he said, I'm getting a dog, because I think because he got children, his wife now hasn't got children, he got a dog instead. Do you know what I mean? I'll get her a dog because I've got children.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, though, he's got this dog, Yoko, and she licks him all over after she's killed something with her teeth, and because that's what she does. But he like lets her kiss. And this man who didn't love dogs went, I've never had a little girl before. He talks to her like she's a baby girl.
Yeah.
That's what a dog can do. Yeah. And I told him this. Once you get a dog, Bez, you'll change. And now he's got another dog because she still wanted another baby. He said, I'm going to get another dog. So he's going to keep getting dogs, I think, every time he's a baby. But yeah, no, he's great with dogs. But they lick him all over, and it's lovely to see.
Well, it's good to get some insight into both you and, indeed, the Happy Mondays.
You've been absolutely fantastic to speak to. It's been lovely getting to know Che. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm a bit bubbly. I had a Red Bull this morning to wake up.
Good. We've loved it. Thank you so much.
It's been terrific. It's been brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And Che.
Wow, that's fascinating, wasn't it? Yet another similar but strangely different account of living with a dog. And I'm particularly happy to have met Che, the papillon.
Yes, very sweet little thing. I kind of said it talking to her, but it's lovely to hear that these dogs are helping everyone, you know, through these difficult times. It's such a nice thing to hear.
The more we do the podcast, the more I think we get as much out of our relationship with dogs as dogs get from us, if not more. Obviously, there's a reason we all love to have a dog.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a two-way thing, isn't it? And we all benefit from it. And
absolutely.
In so many different ways, whether it's bringing a dog into the family and how the whole family kind of gain from that, or if you're on your own, you get a dog and suddenly you're not on your own anymore.
Yes, absolutely. Now, thank you for listening. Each week we get all these insights. Hell.
It sounded like you're just bored. Bored of listening to my voice.
Yes. All right, Jack, can we stop that now, please? Sure. What were you saying? You were saying that...
I was saying how we all get so much out of our dogs.
Yes.
You know, I felt that was something that was going to, you know...
Oh, did you think I was going to respond to you, Jack, as opposed to move on?
I felt like, you know, when you're sharing with someone and they change the subject.
I felt like you had perfectly summed up what it was that we all felt, the listeners and myself included.
Thank you very much. But anyway, it is...
Now, I want to say, actually, to the listeners, it's always a good point when someone has been so open and shared, just as Louisa did last week, then please, if you have something that you want to get off your chest, you want to connect with us, share with us, please feel free to do so. You can send in a voice note. You can email us at hello@omdpod.com as well. Also, follow us on Instagram. You can DM Sarah. And it'd be lovely to hear from you.
It would. And don't forget, if you can, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts as well. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts.